Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're lucky enough, straight off the top, for Prestige Jayco to be joined.
He just welcomed me and then managed him.
Yeah, we've managed
all
him.
All in once.
Well, he's going to get a chance to fire some questions because we're lucky enough to be joined by a youngster that we love greatly here at K-Rock Footy, of course. Bowen Head, St. Joseph's, Geelong College, Geelong Falcons, Vic Country, you name it, he did it. And, of course, now is a Brisbane Lion. Back into the side, playing some good footy too. I do speak of Alex Withard and Alex King in the K-Rock Hub. Benny Cass and Lee Brown. Firstly, your form, congratulations on your return to the side, but talk to us about the motivation through, I suppose, the lockdown to work on your footy. You played round one, dropped when you came back, but were you sent away during the break to just adjust some things in your game to ensure you could get back into the side?
G'day, lads. Good to be talking to you again. Feels like a while since I've been on K-Rock, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back in the side after, I think, 6 or 7 weeks out. Over the break, it was probably more just get back to playing the way that I was sort of playing back in 2018 and the start of 2019, and just get some of that natural flair back with the way I use the ball out of defence, a few defensive positioning things, but mostly just get back to playing with a bit of confidence. It's pretty easy when you're sort of playing an AFL side for a while and you fall a little bit out of form, and it's hard to get it back by just fronting up every week in the senior. So it was good to be able to go away and work on a few things, and I feel like I've come back in the last two games and been able to perform pretty strongly.
And it's where you want to stay too when you're in a side that's 7-3 and well on the way to playing finals in consecutive years. You really want to be part of it at the coalface and not looking on from outside the 22.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. I sort of, in my first couple of years up here, we were no good and we were sort of on the development path and working towards where we are now. So obviously it was pretty frustrating not to be in the side for the resumption of play after the COVID break. But I feel like I've worked pretty hard and put my best foot forward, and it was sort of a head down, bum up sort of attitude. There's no point sulking about it, and worked on a few different things, and I feel like it's held me in good stead. And I'm pretty lucky to have the teammates I have around me, Harris Andrews, Darcy Gardner, Daniel Rich, those sort of guys, which make my transition back into the senior team pretty seamless.
Alex, it's Benny Cass. Great attitude to have. You've just outlined it there. That's absolutely fantastic. Have you been able to recover? I don't know whether you know, but St. Joseph's was beaten by College in a game last week.
I did hear that, but I'm happy about that because I went to school at Geelong College, and my youngest brother is 18 and he's at school there now, and he played against Joey, so he was pretty happy to knock him off, because I reckon for the last sort of 5 or 6 years there's been a bit of banter about who would win out of those two schools, so it was good to get one up on them. But it's pretty frustrating for all those young fellas that are in their draft year, like my youngest brother, that can't get a good go at it because of the COVID thing. So I feel for all those sort of young draftees trying to put their best foot forward, because it's a really exciting year in terms of development and everything going on, and they haven't had a real crack at it.
Yeah, well said. I mean, do you have any advice for those young fellas who are sort of trying to chase the dream that you're currently living?
Well, just talking to some of our recruiters and whatnot, they're looking to see the guys who are going to be the ultimate professionals throughout this break. And footy clubs are always looking for blokes with really good character. And over this break, what it does is it picks out the blokes that are willing to go to that extra mile and work a little bit harder. Even though when things aren't going their way, they're able to get through a little bit of adversity and come out the other side stronger. So hopefully they do get to play some footy in November or October or whenever it may be. And the ones that have done the work will stand out compared to the ones that haven't. And recruiters will look upon that pretty heavily. So to those kids, stick at it. I know it's frustrating, but it won't be the first time in your career you have adversity. So rise to the top and show everyone what your character's made of. That's all I could probably give them.
Yeah, well, look, well said. Well said. It's a difficult time for everybody. And I saw these things, you know, that are much bigger than footy, but for those young fellas who have had their hearts set on that, they've just got to find a way, I suppose, and the kids that find a way will get through. I was just going to ask you, I believe that, and I don't know this to be true, but you were as a kid, you're an absolute footy head. You consumed everything football. Has, now that you're in the system and have been in the system for some time, has that sort of diminished because you are living it so much, or are you still a front and square footy nuffy?
I've probably pegged it back a little bit, but in terms of players that still love the game, I'm probably one of the top few at our club that it would classify as a footy nuffie. I love watching it. It does my girlfriend's head in a little bit because throughout this period I told her I wouldn't watch every game, but I end up finding myself sitting there and tuning into at least two or three quarters and try and justify that we'll be playing that team in a few weeks. But, I still do really love the game, and I know there's been a lot of question marks around what it looks like going forward and not appealing for the viewer, but I still love watching it. And even though I am a player, I am still like a huge supporter of it all and love sort of what the industry is as a whole. So,
Alex, it comes under the banner of research.
What's that?
It comes under the banner of research. So when you're talking to your girlfriend and you're watching the footy and she wants to get onto a bit of Love Island or a bit of sort of some other arrangement, you say, look, this is research. I'm actually being doc time here. The coach has said, I need to watch this game, and I'm not sure that she's got a, not sure she's got an out there.
Oh, for Prestige Jayco, we're speaking. Oh, sorry, go on, Alex.
That's what I'm telling the tax man anyway.
Yes, exactly right.
Hey, here's Lee Brown for Prestige Jayco. Alex.
Alex, good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the impact Grant Birchall's had coming up? We know, obviously, Luke Hodge and what he's done for the club. We've heard about that numerous times. But Grant Birchall, the sort of guy he is and the impact he's having with you guys.
Yeah, Grant is really different to what Hodge is in terms of they both offer tremendous amount of leadership, but Hodgie's that real hard edge, sort of rough, like really demanding sort of leader, whereas Birch sort of offers his leadership by being really calm. He's not flustered by any sort of situation, and out on the field you sort of feel his presence when the game's on the line or you're in the heat of the moment. You can just feel him understanding the game and sort of being able to talk us younger guys through it, which has been really good. And just his ball use out of the back half, you see the ball's in dispute or a dirty ground ball or whatever, and he's able to sort of pick it up and find an uncontested mark and sort of get the play back on our terms. So he's been really good for us in that aspect as well.
And just on tonight's game, obviously playing the Western Bulldogs, what's been the focus this week that, the real area that you think you can get on top of the Western Bulldogs and get those 4 points?
It's really important that around the contest we really bring the heat and the energy. They're a fantastic contested ball side, and when they're up and going, they're probably number one in the competition. So just around stoppage, able to nullify some of their good players like Bontempelli and McRae and Libertore and those sort of guys, and sort of win the territory battle and get it going forward, because we feel like once we get the ball in our forward half, we can really squeeze in and put some pressure on. And it's been well documented throughout the week, but it'd be nice to finish off in front of goal as well.
Alex, before we let you go, you must be sick of seeing your head on the TV and more so Tom Lynch's hand on your head.
Yeah, I was. I got off social media for a few days because I was sick of seeing myself made into a meme. But, it is footy and it's a rough and tough game. And, if you see the behind-the-goals footage, there's sort of argy-bargy and bumps and that sort of thing that goes on the whole time. And I'm not sure Tom had too much malice in it. I hold no hard feelings. It's footy, it's a game, and that's just how it goes sometimes.
Yep. Hey, well said, mate. Great to talk to you. We loved watching you come through the Falcons and through college and St. Joey's and Bowen Heads, and loving what you're doing back in the Lions' best 22. Great to catch up with you, and we wish you the very best of luck tonight.
Thanks, lads, and shout out to everyone down in Victoria who's doing it pretty tough at the moment. I've got family and friends down there, so hang in there, and hopefully we can put in a good show for you tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff, mate. Well done. Good luck. Alex Witherden joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.